Every company that sells software today needs to look at its business and make a decision. Which of our current and future products should we provide as a cloud application? Software as a service, SaaS, gets more popular every day, but it's not always the right choice. How do you decide? I'm going to walk through a simple decision tree that can be helpful in working out when an established on-premises ISV needs to embrace the SaaS approach. The tree has two paths starting in two different places, greed and fear. Put more politely, these paths might be called grow your business and defend your business. On the grow your business path, the first thing to ask yourself is, can you boost profits with a SaaS version of an existing application? Would this help you reach new customers, for example, that are otherwise too expensive to go after? If you decide the answer is yes, go ahead and create a SaaS version of your application. If the answer is no, maybe investing in your on-premises offering really is the best path forward for you. There's another question to ask, which is, can you profitably enter a new market by creating a SaaS application? Google used the platform shift of SaaS to enter the wholly new world of desktop productivity applications. Might you do something similar? Every ISV leader with even a hint of entrepreneurial spirit ought to at least consider this option. If the answer is yes, get to work creating this new SaaS application. But suppose you decide that the answer to both questions on the grow your business path is no. Before you write off the idea of SaaS entirely, you also need to answer a couple of questions on the defend your business path, the fear path. The first of these is obvious. Is a competitor succeeding with a SaaS alternative to your application? If so, you need to respond with your own SaaS offering, just as Microsoft responded to Google's entrance into the Office market. When an established ISV faces this kind of threat, it might not respond by creating a SaaS application with all of the features of its on-premises product. A new SaaS competitor can have some advantages, but it usually isn't as complete as the more mature on-premises product it's competing with. One possible response from an established ISV is to meet this challenge by providing a SaaS version that offers a limited feature set, something that just matches what the competitor provides. SaaS applications often have a lower initial price, and so revenue typically grows more slowly. If you make more money from your on-premises app, it can make sense for an established ISV to move slowly into this new SaaS world. But if many of your customers are still using an older version of your on-premises software, a new SaaS competitor might still be a step up for them, even if it doesn't match every feature in your current product. In a situation like this, providing a more advanced SaaS offering immediately might be the best way to avoid losing your existing customers. Every situation is different, and established ISVs need to think hard about the right approach. Even if your firm doesn't currently face any SaaS competition, there's still one more question you need to ask. Could a competitor hurt you with a SaaS option? For most on-premises ISVs, the answer to this question is surely yes. A SaaS competitor is always a potential threat. At the very least, then, every ISV leader should think about how his or her firm will respond if this threat materializes. You need to plan for creating a SaaS version of all or part of your application. And even though this decision tree terminates with the option to ignore SaaS, the reality is that very few existing ISVs have this option. Everybody is likely to answer yes to at least one of these four questions. SaaS is real, and you can't ignore it. Applications in the cloud are all but certain to play a larger and larger role in how people use software. The future of your business depends on you making the right choice.